We've been reporting a lot in the past couple of weeks about sexual harassment at the Washington State Capitol. This isn't the first time the issue has engulfed Olympia. 25 years ago, a front-page story in the newspaper described a culture of, quote, sexual gamesmanship in the state legislature. So what happened then, and what, if anything, has changed? Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the News Tribune and The Olympian.
Christina Hermack sits in her historic Olympia home and recounts her experience as a 22-year-old staffer in the Washington legislature back in the early 1990s. She says she got a lot of unwanted attention from certain male lawmakers.
Members would send greeting cards that seemed inappropriate. Members would stop by. They would get too close. And it was quite visible.
Hermack says she learned to duck and dodge the attention. She isn't the only one with stories from that period. King County Councilmember Jeannie Cole Wells was a new member of the Washington House back then. She recalls hearing about a disturbing incident involving an intern at an after-hours reception.
One of the legislators went up to her. He'd been drinking. And he took her sticky name tag and his name tag off and put them on her nipples.
Cole Wells says the intern was so humiliated, she resigned.
That was very upsetting.
The issue of sexual harassment at the Washington Capitol exploded under the front page in 1992. That's when a state senator was forced to resign for sexually pursuing his legislative assistant. Soon after, the Tacoma News Tribune published a story headlined Sexual Harassment Olympia Style. The story began with a description of a young, dedicated legislative staffer who said she'd lost her job because her bosses considered her too pretty and a distraction to male lawmakers.
I cringed reading it to see that I was that vulnerable and that young.
That anonymous former staffer was Christina Hermack. Now, 25 years later, she's willing to speak on the record as sexual harassment at state capitals is once again in the news.
I should take this opportunity to come out and try to make a safer place for those women and for my children and for the next generations. I definitely can't do nothing.
Hermack, who's a lobbyist, says she has friends who run their own lobbying firms who fear losing clients if they complain about a lawmaker's behavior.
I know women who have professionally asserted themselves and done what folks say that they're supposed to do is just stand their ground and kindly say that that's not appropriate. They've done that, and then all of a sudden they've heard that that legislator is complaining about them to clients.
Hermack says the legislature needs to make it safer for women to report or address harassment. Cole Wells says the culture in Olympia needs to change, but that's not easy. It's often described as summer camp for adults.
I think the climate down there was, and still is, a situation where people act differently than they may normally act at home or in the usual type of workplace.
After the scandal in the early 1990s, Cole Wells helped rewrite the sexual harassment policy in the Washington House. Today, current lawmakers are picking up that mantle. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers is calling for more frequent sexual harassment training. She also wants clear protections for lobbyists and visitors to the Capitol. Democrat Beth Dolio, who's new to the legislature, wants a unified approach that brings the House and Senate together with staff and lobbyists.
How are we going to solve this problem? What systems need to be put in place to get us to the kind of culture that I think many of us want to create?
Legislative leaders have pledged to address the issue of sexual harassment, but time is short. Lawmakers return to the Capitol for the 2018 session in less than 2 months. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.